doing? This is your boy Sky for the Politrick Podcast here on the Got What You Need Network. Make sure that you're supporting the other great broadcast on this network. We have the Blackmail Podcast, one of my favorites. Big shout out to Trey Dye and Sean for that one. We have Talking With E. We have Life and Love. We also have the Encourage and Inspire Podcast with my guy Darrell. It's been a minute because we're in the process of moving the pod from just an audio only broadcast into a video podcast that you'll be able to watch on Apple Podcasts as well as YouTube. And I added two co-hosts, author and radio station owner and activist Ashley Cruz out of West Texas. And I also added my guy Mickey Blunt, who's a MC, promoter, as well as an activist as well, out of Toronto, Canada. And we've done some episodes and stuff, and we're still trying to perfect our craft, but I enthusiastically welcome them both into the fold. But in getting that put together, it's been a minute since we've had any current material out, and I don't think that that's a very smart thing to do. So I'm going to jump in to just talk to y'all real quick about a few things going on, what you should be looking forward to in regards to the country and the world, and how soon we'll have the new format up and running. Okay. Currently, we're in a government shutdown. The facts are that the Republicans have the White House, the Senate, and the House. Speaker Mike Johnson currently has sent his Republican members home because he doesn't want a vote on the discharge petition for the Epstein files. The Democrats have one more representative, and Mike Johnson is refusing. Well, he's keeping the House closed so that he doesn't have to swear her in, because she would be the tying 218th vote for that discharge petition. The good things that are coming from this shutdown versus others is that the GOP is losing the messaging. Usually when things like this happen, people that are just frustrated and, you know, just want to go back to making money, or want to go back to work, or want to go back to enjoying whatever federal service was cut, they'll just both sides this thing. And then you let the side that caused it off the hook. Because now it's one of these, can we just make up? Can we just solve this? And then the people that actually caused it don't actually have, accountability when it comes to this. So once again, I'm so glad that they're losing the messaging on this, and people clearly see who's at the bottom of this shutdown. And once again, a big, huge reason of this is because of the Epstein cover-up, which is very disheartening to me. The GOP ran on doing the right thing, no matter who it was. They were going to get rid of the pedophiles and all the rich, privileged people that took advantage of all these innocent little girls back in the day, who were friends with Epstein. And as soon as they got a whiff that Donald Trump was in those files more than he let on, it became something unimportant or a Democratic hoax and all of that. And once again, that is super, super sad. Like, the fact that you suddenly don't care about what happened to those girls just based on the fact that your hero might be mentioned. So, yeah, they can miss me. Also, what we have going on is these vindictive prosecutions. Currently, we have indictments against former FBI Director James Comey, as well as current New York Attorney General Letitia James. These are both paybacks for them bringing prosecutions against the president in the past, but they're both frivolous. When Comey and his lawyer, Pat Fitzgerald, were in court, they basically were like, they didn't get anything from discovery. None of the normal things that will go on pre-trial has been done because they don't have a case. The woman that is prosecuting the case, she's so unprepared. And I really don't think that this will make it to trial, especially based on the fact that Pam Bondi was tweeted in a message that Donald Trump thought was a text message, and it basically said, what's taking you so long to bring indictments against Comey, Letitia James, and I think there was somebody else on the list. So that tweet alone would literally indicate that this is some type of payback, and you can't use the Justice Department in that way, whether you're the president or not. And in the case of Attorney General James, she bought a house, I think, in the D.C. area. And I guess she listed it as a secondary resident or something like that. And she's being accused of putting it up for rent. The truth is, her niece was staying there. Her niece wasn't paying any rent. And her niece wasn't even paying for the maintenance and the upkeep of the property. The niece literally testified to the grand jury in regards to this when they tried to charge her before, and that's why no charges were brought. This prosecution is just like, hey, you prosecuted me, now I'm going to prosecute you. And for every Republican that's sitting back and celebrating this, you're a sucker. Just going to leave it there. Trump is also losing these tariff wars. He came into office and just talked about how these tariffs were going to bring the world to the table to renegotiate deals and things like that. And all he's done is basically destroy the U.S. soybean industry. China went and got his soybeans from Argentina. And then, because Donald Trump was stuck, he decided to give Argentina a bailout to try to convince them to stop buying soybeans from China. No, to stop selling soybeans to China, excuse me. I think the easier thing would have been to just leave the programs in place and to also listen to real economists when they tell you that the tariffs were bad. You got this, like, Trump has this thing with China, but everything he tries with them, it backfires, and the American people wind up getting the short end of the stick. And because his supporters, it's like almost illegal to like criticize him, he gets away with it, and that is just super dangerous, excuse me, for this country. Lastly, man, I want to discuss the overt and bold racism that is coming out of the White House. I think, and I'll give you an example. Bad Bunny was announced as the Super Bowl halftime performer, right? Immediately, a bunch of people that don't realize that Puerto Rico is United States property immediately started talking about, you know, why can't we get an American to do it and this, that, and the other. And it's basically because he speaks Spanish. In that, he said that he wasn't going to add any U.S. legs to his upcoming world tour because he has a fear that ICE will be outside of these facilities terrorizing his fans. The NFL, and I don't know if this was in light of this or what was the reasoning, the NFL made him the Super Bowl halftime featured act. And once again, as soon as that happened, like all the racism comes out, the White House speaking against it, Pam Bondi, the U.S. Attorney General, Carolyn Leavitt, the White House spokesperson, and I can just go on and on and on. Like, to have that much hate simply because someone speaks Spanish is just beyond me. I mean, Kendrick last year didn't get as much hate as what Bad Bunny is getting. Now, don't get me wrong, after it was over, everybody talking about it should have been more diverse, and they, you know, cried about the Afrocentric nature of the show and all that kind of stuff. It was cap. But to now be so upset because he does most of his songs in Spanish is crazy to me. It's so crazy that Turning Point USA decided that they are going to have their own they're going to have their own Super Bowl halftime show, and give me a second because I'm going to pull up the names of the featured act for this. It's crazy. Like, and what I mean crazy in a bad way. In a bad way. Okay. So, yeah. On February 8th, they're calling it the All-American Halftime Show. And who do we have here? So I know Kid Rock is one of the performers. The fifth place champion, Riley Gaines, I believe. She's going to be one of the people hosting it. The fact that these people, like, no, I don't want to say these people. The fact that so many members of MAGA, supporters of MAGA, just think that whatever their personal belief is what the entire country or most of the country thinks is a sickness. Like, Riley Gaines, for that name to be a household name just tells you what you need to know about white privilege. Riley Gaines never won anything. She never lost anything because she competed against a guy or whatever, but that's what she framed it as. She framed it as that she's not a winner because of transsexual man was able to compete against her, and that's how she lost. So I guess it was four because she never finished no higher than fifth. But somehow, like, she's this champion of, like, America and, you know, the rule of law and whatever. And it's just like, give me a break. She is mediocre. Like a lot of white folks that claim to be great, she is mediocre. I usually don't even like to bring people's children into this, but Barron Trump is grown. You know, he got a spot at NYU only to drop out after a semester. He didn't drop out because of liberal policies or, you know, woke professors or whatever. He dropped out because he's not very smart. These white folks that are protesting at these schools are protesting because they hate the fact that progressive kids go to college, get educated, and then go out and try to change the world. And no matter how many conservative schools they create or whatever, half of them can't stay accredited. The other half can't keep enrollment up, because even the racists realize that my kid is going to be dumb as fuck if I send him here. So even though you're talking that stuff we like to hear, there's no education foundation here. So I can't let him go there or what have you. But once again, one semester dropped out. And now they're proposing that he, an 18, 19-year-old, sits on the board of TikTok. Now, I remember everybody hollering nepotism because Bronny James was a second-round pick and made it seem like there was it was the next Michael Jordan or the next Kobe Bryant that was sitting somewhere and wasn't getting a chance because LeBron used his nepotism to get his son a spot on the team or whatever. And I would respect that more if you had the same smoke for Giannis. But it's cool that Giannis' brothers are in the league and can't play. Like, we ain't seen them anywhere. At least Bronny was a McDonald's All-American, went to USC, you know, whatever you think of that, cool. But once again, a McDonald's All-American did his thing in the McDonald's All-American game. And the only reason that his college career wasn't better than what it was is because the young man had a heart. But once again, literally no one's even bothered by, like, Barron Trump. Like, we haven't even heard this motherfucker talk besides when he, you know, whispered to Joe Biden at the inauguration, you know, it's on now, and then Melania says, be nice, or whatever. I have never seen a bunch of unintelligent, dumbass failures walk around with their head held high and their chest out. Like, Melania couldn't even give her own speech. She jacked Michelle Obama's entire speech, changed one or two words, and put her fucking name at the bottom of it. Come on, man. These people are fake. They're grifters. They shouldn't be in charge. And I can't wait for this nation to wake up and stop the madness when it comes to this. And in 2027, as soon as the new Congress is sworn in, he should be impeached. Like, and I mean impeached and removed, not him being able to stay in office, you know, and playing victim. Like, right now, like, this is getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous with Tom Homan. Like, he literally is caught on tape by the FBI accepting a $50,000 bribe for favors he would perform once he got his current job. He wasn't in his current job, but basically said, when Trump wins, he's going to hire me, and I'm going to be the one in charge. and he got $50,000 for that, and he didn't give it back. And then when J.D. Vance was asked by that, by ABC's George Stephanopoulos, instead of him either answering the question or saying no comment, he wants to attack Stephanopoulos. So when Stephanopoulos basically said, hey, this isn't propaganda. This is something that was heard on an FBI recording, and you refuse to answer the question, and ended the interview. And then the right went crazy. Oh, he was so rude to him. How do you treat the vice president that way? Because the vice president is being a bitch and not answering the question. Like, and then, like, my mom, I went to see her. I see her all the time. So when I say recently, I don't want to make it seem like I haven't seen her in a while, but we hung out one afternoon, and I remember her getting in the car, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? And she like, I was just watching that lady, the Bondi, and oh my God, she wouldn't answer anything, and all she did was, I said, was try to start arguments and deflect, and I was like, Mom, that's what they do. That's why, as much as you need to stay in the know, I cannot watch them because they lie too much. They're too performative. They play this victim thing, and it's just sad. You know, one minute they had the Epstein files and a bunch of binders, and everybody posed with them. Next thing, it's what files? Kevin O'Leary from the Shark Tank. He's a billionaire. He gets on CNN like no one's worried about it. No, you're not worried about it because the only thing you're worried about is the economy, because everything with you, it revolves around money. Like, and I'm going to end here. Dear MAGA, I get your whole style and everything. And your whole style is chump, let's be clear. But the ones I do respect are those that are like, I voted for him, I supported him, but if I find out that he was as involved with Epstein as it seems, I can no longer support him, and I want something to happen to him just as if it was somebody else. For those people, I salute you. Like, even Marjorie Taylor Greene, like, wants the truth to come out. Thomas Massie wants the truth to come out. Rand Paul wants the truth to come out. So, like I said, for those who boldly and openly support Trump, but still want him to be held accountable if he's a part of the files, once again, like, just thank you for, like, having some line, you know, because it just seems to me that, like, anything he does, it just gets swept under the rug. So just letting me know that you have some line gives me some reassurance that we may be able to get out of this thing sooner rather than later. But once again, we are revamping the show, adding two new co-hosts, and moving over to video. It's just been too long since I've had some new content up, so I wanted to record another audio episode to kind of fill in the gap until we can finally get the production of our new format together. So once again, I'll be adding Ms. Ashley Cruz from West Texas and adding my guy, Nikki Blunt out of Toronto, Canada. And they will be joining me on Politrick here on the Got What You Need Network. Once again, let's make sure that we are supporting the entire network. The Black Male Podcast, Talking With E, Life and Love, as well as the Encourage and Inspire Podcast. Make sure that you add us on Apple Podcasts as well as YouTube. All right? And make sure that you like the Politrick Facebook fan page. Trying to build that up a little bit as well. We will be back with you as soon as we get everything together. But in the meantime, man, stay active and stay encouraged, man. They want you to like not care about what's going on and just, you know, say, ah, whatever. Don't ever be that person. And don't give up. All right? All right. Peace.